our spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Qinghai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Qinghai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe.
Si nous voulons apporter le paradis sur la terre, nous devons vivre comme les êtres du paradis, c'est-à-dire vivre d'une façon harmonieuse en respectant la liberté et le droit de vivre de chacun. Les cinq préceptes et le régime végétarien ne sont pas vraiment obligatoires. Il s'agit seulement d'un style de vie juste et noble, celui d'un gentleman, d'un sage possédant compassion et grandeur, et dont l'amour inclut toutes les créatures. Étant l'être le plus élevé de toute la création, nous pouvons distribuer cette grâce en préservant la vie dans le monde où nous vivons. Et cela vraiment contribue à la paix sur la terre. C'est cela l'amour, la gentillesse en action.
Supreme Master Qinghai encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. She personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life, and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He said, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Qinghai for setting aside her precious time to share with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. We invite you to join us on Between Master and Disciples for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Qinghai, featuring prune cake and biscuits with homemade prune jam.
Hi there. It is September. In September and August, we have lots of fruit, and especially prune, this kind, brownish, black or blue, and some green, that also can become yellow. Okay. We're going to make some prune cake. All you do is buy this prune, from supermarket, fresh. They don't have frozen anyway. It's all washed, you know? You're going to cut them into small slices like this. See that? About your little finger size. So when you want to cut the prune into pieces, you better cut it alongside of the division. You see, it's a division here. You cut alongside of that. It's easier to remove the seed inside. You cut it alongside because it is the shallowest part that you can find the seed. If you cut along the other side, it's more difficult to remove, that's all. And when you want to remove the seed, then you just use your finger and push it out. And the last part, maybe stick a little bit to the flesh of the prune. You use a knife to carefully remove it. All right, so that it look less less imperfect. Like this, it look good. So after removing, we will just cut them into small pieces. We do the same with the small guys. If it's difficult to take out the seed because it's too deep inside the flesh, you can cut alongside the top first. Divide them into three pieces and then take out one by one. It's easier this way. It's easy to take out of the seed, mostly very easy. You cut also alongside of this little division, the little deep trench, and you use your finger with two thumbs to separate it like that. See, one. And this one may be difficult, and if it's too difficult, then you cut it first into three pieces. Divide it into three pieces. And you take out one by one. It's very easy. See that? Yeah, so easy. This one, use your finger, slide along the seat, and it comes out. So like that. Yeah? Simple. Just a little trick. Maybe you know something better. Then we put it aside here, and then we're going to make the dough. I made one already. This one, it will become like this. And then we have to add sugar and cinnamon as well. I just want to show you the one that ready made just now. It doesn't have the same shape because I arranged them differently. You can arrange them the way you want, but this is the classic. Either you make them all together in the dark room and all together in the green room, or you can arrange them side by side like that, or you can arrange them butterfly style, like some dark room and some green prune together like a butterfly. And then we have to put sugar and cinnamon on top. Okay, let's make the dough first. This is a very simple cake or pie, prune cake. All you need about 250 grams of flour, either white flour or wholemeal brown flour. Then you put it in a bowl. And you need 50 grams of brown sugar. This is about 50 grams of brown sugar. Put it together with the flour. And you get a pinch of salt and throw it in there. Now we mix them up together. Using your finger or any mixed instrument is fine. Mix through it. So the sugar, salt, and flour will be evenly mixed. If you're not sure if it's mixed or not, you use your finger. Get it up. Almost like that. Good. And we need like a quarter of a cup of water. Just fold it in the middle. Easy with the water. Put in a little first, and then see if it's enough. If it's not enough, then you can put more later on. Even if you put too much water, then not to panic, yeah? You can put more flour in and it'll be fine. And in case you have put too much water and your hand was sticky and difficult to get the flour off your fingers, then you can put some flour on your hand and rub it together, then the sticky flour will be gone. Okay, we add some more water. All together would be about half a cup of water. If you put too much, it will be too wet, difficult to handle. We knit the dough together so that it became one bowl like this. Now we knit a little flour on the chopping board or working board so the dough doesn't stick on the board. And then we flour your roller also, and then you roll it into a square piece, which is just enough for your cooking tray. You grease your tray with some vegan butter. All right, we grease it a little like that. You know why, right? So it doesn't stick to the tray, the cake, and then easy to remove. I have just removed my first cake easily. Just like a piece of cake. It doesn't have to be so much butter like this. I think we'll wipe some off. Now we put the dough on the tray. Carefully remove, put it there. Cover the tray with the whole dough. And arrange it so that it just fit in the tray. Arrange the dough on your tray so that it have also an edge. Or don't have an edge, it doesn't matter too much. Okay, there we do like that. With the fingertip, you push the dough a little bit up onto the edge so that we have it all covered. Just look nicer that way, otherwise it don't matter too much. Okay, good. We flatten, we level to the tray edge. Like that. Okay, and we leave it here. We're gonna put the prune on top and make a cake out of it. It's very easy, this one. Piece of cake. For busy people, sometimes busy, but you wanna try a little variety for your family. And why not? Now we're going to turn on the oven. I have a very simple oven. I show you.
First, I put it on like around 10 minutes to warm it up. And the oven is simple like this. Either both up and down heat, or just lower heat or upper heat. And I turn it to up and lower heat together. And then you're going to leave it later on for 25 to 30 minutes, it depends. That's all there is. Very simple. You turn the knot to 25 or 30, and the upper knot you turn it to upper and lower heat, both heat. That's it. And it's small. It doesn't use much electricity. It's cool. We're waiting for the oven to be heated up while we prepare the cake.
Okay, we have already prepared the groundwork for the prune. Yeah. I'm gonna put the prune on top. All we do is just lay the prune on the tray, sideways, like that, one after another, very simple. And one piece after another, like that, yeah, nicely. There you are. Can lay the other one next to it. Or we can make butterfly. You can make it like a bird. And then we put the two wings together in a bird wing like shape or butterfly shape. And we put the black dot in the middle, that's it. You see? For this, we use around 10 prunes like this, 10 of them. And maybe another 12 dozen of this. Whatever left over, don't worry, you can cook jam out of it. Or you simply just eat it fresh on a plate with the little vegan whipped cream and sugar. It's very, very nice. The oven is heated. We're gonna make it fast. Okay, it's done. I'm going to pop it in the oven. The pie is in there. Cake is in there waiting. See? Both upper and lower heat, 25 minutes. And if it's not cooked yet, it's not golden brown when you take it out, then you turn on a little bit more, a couple minutes. Cooking is an art. It's not automatic. So whatever you think is not right according to your liking, you correct it a little bit. Like a little too salty, a little too sugary, the next time you put less. And if it's less sweet according to your taste, then you put a little more sugar next time. Also, in the oven, sometimes the lower part is not yet very crispy, because when you put the tray in the middle of the oven, maybe the heater from the top is nearer to the pie than the bottom of the pie. So all you do is you remove the shell of the oven and put it to the upper level, and then you put your pie back in. Or you just turn off the heater from the top and just leave the heater of the bottom on like this. The bottom of your pie will be golden and crispy the way you want it. Yes, so it's not like machine made. Yes. It doesn't have to be perfect, but it has to be the way you want. Have fun with cooking. It's an art. It's an art to make people happy. It's an art to offer something that is pleasurable and sociable, to invite friends, to show love to the family members. These are art of keeping relationship. It's not just the food, all right? It's a social event. It's a warming relationship. It's keeping families together, keeping friendship sweetened, okay?
We enjoyed your company today for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Tune in to Supreme Master Television next Sunday for part two with Supreme Master Ching Hai showing how to make prune cake and homemade prune jam. Good People, Good Works is up next right after Noteworthy News. May you enjoy many more delicious vegetarian meals with loved ones and friends.